Commentator Alyssa Eli is no stranger to rules and regulations. She spent many years working in a state hospital, and before she could do that, she had to pass the board certification examination for psychiatrists.
The dreaded national board examinations require deep breathing, prescription drugs, and intensive relaxation techniques for the psychiatrist. An unknown patient appears. Within 30 minutes, in front of three judges, you must tease out his history, establish rapport, and determine risk of harm to self and others. Your tone must be investigational but welcoming. Your interview must be guided but spontaneous. The porridge must be just right. Then comes another 30 minutes to make the presentation, with differential diagnosis and treatment options. Judges interrupt with questions. A whiff of execution hangs over the whole experience. 6 weeks follow while you wait to see if you're dead or alive. Candidates from all over the country converge in the same city. In an elevator full of doctors heading to the patient floor, I found myself standing behind someone I hadn't seen since medical school. He was finishing a prestigious training program on the West Coast. I'd never liked him. He was too fond of his thoughts. His theories were too easy. His suit was too tight. When a piece of paper fell from his pocket and he bent down, we all heard the rip. He faced front. I could see the source of ventilation. His seat was widening with each breath. He turned around and blanched, just like in the cookbooks. Immediately, our elevator full of doctors without board certification went into action. A man's life was on the line. No one pounded on his chest, but one remarkable woman had a box of safety pins. She withdrew to the rear of the panic-stricken victim, dropped to her knees, and proceeded to initiate a surgical intervention. When the elevator doors opened, my colleague limped to the men's room. The rest of us sat on chairs in the waiting room, checking our seams as destiny approached. I was called to meet mine before he returned. You don't know what happens to other candidates after the test is over, but I'm sure the woman with the safety pins passed with flying colors. The doctor held together by her pins fled back across the country. 10 years later, I'm still curious to know how he did. We never met again, but since I saw so much of him, I've liked him a lot better.
Alyssa Eli passed her board certification exam and now practices in Massachusetts.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.